Hello, hello everyone. I hope you're having a good Sunday afternoon. Well, I guess it's the evening. This is WMUC-FM College Park. My name is Rain, and I'm here with T-Girl Tuesday. We're in WMUC, where college radio is good radio. Here's a quick PSA about, let's see, which PSA do we want today? Do we want to do a sleep with music? Ride your bike with music? Let's do ride your bike. Ride your bike with music, here we come.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
That was a brief PSA on WMUC-FM College Park. This is T-Girl Tuesday. This is Rain. I hope you're having a nice evening, and we're going to be doing the first song off with Lena Rain again. She's behind the last soundtrack, but today we're going to be playing one of her newer songs from the Minecraft soundtrack. So this is Creator by Lena Rain. Hope you enjoy. This is WMUC-FM College Park. My name is Rain, and this is T-Girl Tuesday. The next song we're going to be playing... What song are we playing next? We're going to play another song from Celeste. This is Blueberry Bay, Ebb and Flow Mix, from the mod Strawberry Jam. And I really like this song, because I like really doing this level, because it's kind of the end of the whole lobby, and has all the elements of the various, like, little sublevels almost, chapters combined to one, which is really cool, and it's a fun level to play. So this is Blueberry Bay Ebb and Flow Mix by Celeste Strawberry Jam. Here we go. That, everyone, was the song Blueberry Bay, Ebb and Flow Mix from Celeste Strawberry Jam in the beginner level. So the next, beginner lobby, this is a correction. This is TRL Tuesday, my name is Rain, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I hope you're having a nice evening, and the next song we'll be playing is I Don't Trust You Anymore by Left in London off the album Tunes for Trans Rights. So here we go.
You made me believe in hell to make it easy to visualize your body burning away. You'll just be bribing the judges as the court's adjourning. And I guess it's inflation, but damn, it's hard to value my 2 cents. As a kid, I was idolizing millionaires and all the presidents. But I don't trust them anymore. No way, no way, no, not again. I may never trust it all. No way, no way, I'm over them. You made me question my faith. I started learning it hasn't gotten worse. It's never been great. I see you suck up to me as they attack my sisters. And before we would shake hands, you bellowed in the bathroom, out damn spot. But I guess that you're proud of me though. But I don't trust you anymore. No way, no way, no more, no how. And I may never trust again. No way, no way, no, not right now. Remember the days when your wretched image didn't make me sick, and I wish it could still be like that. But I don't trust you anymore. 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 You won't trust us anyway.
That was I Don't Trust You Anymore by Left to London. This is WMUC-FM College Park. The next song we're playing is going to be Puppy by Glass Beach. I really like this song. I honestly don't like the album Plastic Death as much as the first Glass Beach album, but it is still a solid album, and I know people who actually like this album better. One of my good friends does. But this is my favorite song off of the album Plastic Death, and this is Puppy by Glass Beach. Here you go.
Still, call it back and forth, and you call it back.
That was Puppy by Glass Beach, and this is T-Roll Tuesday at WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 megahertz. So, just a brief recap for the weather for the next week, because I have some time to burn, so I will apologize for this. It's going to be about 30s, so the rest of this week. It might get down to, like, 19 during some nights, but it's overall going to be about 30s. A little cloudy, not really raining. I hope there'll be some snow, but this doesn't look like any snow in the forecast, which is kind of unfortunate. But maybe we'll have some snow for finals. Who knows? I'd like to see some snow around here. I like the snow the other day. It was really nice and pretty, but we don't always get snow here, especially we're a little further down south than my home, so hopefully more in Pennsylvania over winter break, too. I want to go skiing. I haven't been skiing for a while, but, like, I don't know. Maybe it's over winter break. That sounds like a good activity. So the next song we're going to be playing is Obvious by Cavetown off the album Little Vice. That's the album. I was blanking for a second, so I do apologize for this. So this is Obvious by Cavetown. Hope you like it.
If I die tonight, I'm just curious. Haven't been myself, is it obvious? Tie the knot, pull the plug, is it obvious? A couple crumbs in conversation.
That was just a brief song by Cavetown. That was obvious. So next song we'll be playing is by No Offense. We actually haven't played him yet in the station. He's trans, so that's great for T-Girl Tuesday. And this song is Chasing Daylight. It's one of my favorite songs from him. So here we go. Buckle up.
Take care, love. Dark nights can be lonely without a home. I will climb inside your fear, take the beat up from my own. If I
that you were listening to was Chasing Daylight by No Offense. The next song is by Bears and Trees, which is a very queer band that I like a lot. And this is a song, Ibuprofen. So here we go. This is Ibuprofen by Bears and Trees. And you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. The best, we are the best college radio in the DMV. So here we go.
I'm crying on the floor, rocking back and forth, and Robbie's crying too, just like the night before. And Verity is holding me so tightly, saying you cannot give up, and she is crying slightly. And Ross walks over, crying as well, cause he heard me shout how much I hate myself. He said, no, not you, no, not you, you make us all so happy.
I felt unlovable, but they love me so dearly, I must just be wrong.
Cause they keep me safe, stuck within this maze and compass in my brain.
Still feel ripples from stone thrown, didn't just disturb the surface. Now everyone around me shows me I have a purpose. And love and be loved, show others they ain't worthless. I can't love myself, I just need to learn it. I continue to unpick my tragic disposition. Can I be authentically happy? No need for these incisions, no need for a lobotomy with a brain just working. I am hurting, I am hurting, cause you
everything.
I'm so emotional, I felt unlovable, but they love me so dearly. I must just be wrong. Keep me safe. Stop living this maze.
Encompassing my brain.
Keep me safe.
He just looked up to see me.
Cause they keep me safe, keep me safe, keep me safe, keep me safe. Stuck within this maze, encompassing my brain.
So I'm breathing, can I stand in this safe? And you can trust me, my eyeballs, bright thinking. I'm breathing, can I stand in this safe?
This is Ibuprofen by Bears and Trees. The next song we'll be playing is going to be Ramblings of a Lunatic, also by Bears and Trees. But first, I want to talk about the cold frame I want to build. So a cold frame is basically a mini greenhouse. It's kind of like recessed into the ground. And it's like a little, it's like a hybrid between like a raised bed, like those beds with little wooden framing around them, and a greenhouse. So I kind of want to build one, and I think it'd be a cool project. I feel like I can build one in the backyard, and it wouldn't be too horribly expensive, but I think I'm going to do that in the spring, just so I can get a head start in gardening and stuff. I don't know, I just wanted to get more, like, gardening and outside and stuff, because I haven't been doing that enough. I didn't do that a ton last summer, and I want to go more hiking and stuff. So this is Ramblings of a Lunatic, also like me right now, a lunatic rambling. So here we go, Ramblings of a Lunatic by Bears and Trees.
I'm setting pen to paper again. Lost my sense of home from the words that I've said. But the thoughts have begun to ferment in my head, and content manifest and feel good enough for them. So I try and transcend my ego,
but don't we know it will never work?
Maybe I'll just descend to dirt, flirt with becoming food for worms. Would anyone listen to this? Ramblings of a lunatic, my mind is playing an awful trick. The ramblings of a lunatic, would anyone listen to this? I'm running from my emptiness, my brain is tired, my stomach's sick. The ramblings of a lunatic. Why has constructing sentences become like pulling teeth? Wiping dental records clean, is the carcass even me? Is this catharsis therapeutic, plunge to darkness or elaborating on my mediocrity? Maybe this is a result of me finally accepting that I'll be alone forever, that I deserve forgetting. It's a pointless endeavor, and maybe it's upsetting, but I've never felt more comfortable in the concept of things ending. Will anyone listen to this? The ramblings of a lunatic, my mind is playing an awful trick. Ramblings of a lunatic, would anyone listen to this? I'm running from my emptiness, my brain is tired, my stomach sick. The ramblings of a lunatic.
in my internal being, falling into darkness below my surface tension, emotional suppression, my coping mechanism. Cause all my friends are dying, some faster than the others, lungs filling up with fluid, place face under the covers. Cause all my friends are dying, some faster than the others, and trying to distract myself from the fears that I've discovered. Would anyone listen to this? The ramblings of a lunatic. My mind is playing an awful trick. The ramblings of a lunatic. Would anyone listen to this? I'm running from my emptiness. My brain is tired, my stomach sick. The ramblings of a lunatic. Would anyone listen to this? The ramblings of a lunatic. My mind is playing an awful trick. The ramblings of a lunatic. Would anyone listen to this? I'm running from my emptiness. My brain is tired, my stomach sick. The ramblings of a lunatic.
This next song is never meant by American football. This is song actually contaminated with my Spotify Wrapped. Why you might ask that? Well, it set my median listening age or something to 44. I'm not 44 years old. I don't want to be 44 years old. Most of the song I listen to like came out in the last like 5-10 years, and this one album from called American Football means that I'm 44 years old. I don't know. Listening age, I'm not a 44 year old. That's a complete lie. Anyway, this is never meant by American Football. I guess you're all 44 years old now, so here we go. right, everyone. We're going to be listening to a brief PSA from the Sierra Club about mountaintop removal. So here we go. Here's a mountaintop removal PSA. Loading. Here we go.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Imagine blasting off an entire mountaintop to extract the coal buried within, then dumping the refuse into adjacent stream valleys. This process, called mountaintop coal removal, destroys entire ecosystems, including all the aquatic and animal life in those valleys. It leaves the area looking like a desolate lunar landscape. Even though it was found to be in violation of the 1972 Clean Water Act by a federal judge, there is a move to once again use mountaintop coal removal in the state of West Virginia. This destructive mining technique poses a serious threat to the beauty and integrity of the Appalachian Mountains, an important part of the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
301-277-7111.
All right, hope you can tolerate the screeching that just came out of the bald eagle. But mountaintop removal is a big issue. I was in West Virginia actually recently, and I saw a mountaintop that the top would just like whoop cut off, and it just wasn't as pretty as like all the other mountains nearby. I really like West Virginia a lot. I want to get out there more. I went to Harper's Ferry and I climbed a mountain like over Thanksgiving break. And I just really like the area. It's something I'm passionate about. You should all go to visit West Virginia if you can. Though this is, I'm not promoting, saying you should visit West Virginia. I'm being very clear. I cannot do that on the radio. But it's a very pretty area, so it's very nice to visit. So the next song I'm going to be listening to is Telstar by the Tornadoes. So it's about the Telstar satellite, which is a communication satellite launched by the Catawba Thor Delta rocket in the 1960s. It had the first transatlantic TV broadcast, which is really cool in advance at the time, which means that you could be sitting in England and have a show coming from the US, which is pretty routine now, but it was revolutionary at the time. It was unfortunately destroyed, though, due to atmospheric nuclear testing, because there was a nuclear test. They weren't quite aware that was going to happen, and it exploded near the satellite, and it just wiped it out with radiation. So this is Telstar by the Tornadoes, which is a song commemorating the satellite. So this is Telstar by the Tornadoes. just Telstar by the Tornadoes. And what we're listening to next is a PSA from the Sierra Club about insect sticky traps. So here we go. Hope you enjoy it.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. It's summertime, and you're slapping yourself silly. The insects are back. Are you considering putting out sticky traps to catch them? You might want to think twice, because when placed outdoors, they attract and trap more than just bugs. Birds like Carolina wrens, titmice, and nuthatches can get stuck on these traps and may lose feathers or suffer joint dislocations. Snakes can also get stuck on them and lose their skin. Consider using alternatives such as citronella candles or other non-toxic repellents that rely on natural ingredients and herbs to deter bugs.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club.
That was another brief PSA. So the next song that we're going to be playing is, let's see, what's next on our list? Sappho by Frankie Kosmos. So it's also obviously a pretty gay song. You can probably hear that for the title Sappho. So here we go. Gay songs on my T-Girl Tuesday? What a surprise. It's almost like most of us are gay or something. Anyways, this is Sappho by Frankie Kosmos.
From the street I see your window and I look up in. Is that even your house? Is that Sappho you're reading? Is it cool when I don't care? Can you feel me in the air? Under the crack in the door, can you tell I have no floor? And I'm shivering, just thinking, where have you been all these minutes? I'm too stressed out to do the thing that they won't do. But why should I fight back?
The song by Frankie Kosmos, and that was Sappho. The next song is another Cave Town song, and we're playing Sweet Tooth off the album Sleepyhead. So here is Sweet Tooth off the album Sleepyhead. If my computer wants to cooperate, please hold. And where are you going there? Oh, let's see, it should be going now. Hold on.
Feeling sick of myself. Think I'll try to be someone else. Can be hard to paint a person in my head. Create a version of the parallel. Pull my head out the sand. Try as hard as I can. Guess I must be satisfactory. Said you love me exactly the way I am. And you know I find it hard to understand. Pay a visit to the doctor, cause I have a sweet tooth for you. I'm wide awake. The sugar a cavity. Never had nobody as sweet as you. Smooth around the edges, good as new. Gently insulating every rendezvous. Caught myself blaming planets like you do. I know every learning curve of your tattoos. Sweet tooth.
My veins, sweet tea.